Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden and D. Quiller, your hosts for the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 201 of The Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden. Again, sans T. Quillen, and probably be sans T. Quillen for a couple of weeks anyway. As I record this, tomorrow morning I'll be sweating my tuchus off, helping him load his U-Haul to drive to St. Joseph, Missouri, where he'll be taking his new teaching position at Missouri Western State University. And please join me in saying congratulations on this new exciting chapter in the Quillen life, and this new exciting chapter in the Dumb Show life as well. So there are going to be a couple things we're going to talk about, I think, in the next couple of weeks to help break up the monotony of my own melodious voice, I guess. I'm going to have some guest artists sit in for us and sit in with me, so break up the patter a little bit. But there are a couple things I want to talk about. Nashville Shakespeare Festival is getting off the ground and running this month, and I want to discuss what our third colleague of MTSU that was recently downsized, what he's up to, and highlight what he's doing. All right, so let's get right into it.
Stay current with the Inexplicable Dumb Show?
It's quick and it's easy and it's free.
Click the subscribe button at inexplicabledumbshow.com
and you'll never have to miss an episode.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet. Yet I ask you to take time
to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them. And they don't all play,
don't
in, the
all
gutter,
play
course,
in the gutter, of course. Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. They may look at you funny, but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater!
All right, so first thing I want to kind of catch up on is Nashville Shakes production of Love, Labor's Lost, which is directed by artistic director Denise Hicks. Nashville Shakes takes place August 19th through September 12th out in Centennial Park in Nashville. It's a lovely outdoor venue by the Band Shell out there if you've been to the park. And they do a really great work. It is absolutely free. With a caveat of a suggested donation of $5 or more, I think, to help fund it for next year. And it's a growing, thriving Shakespeare Festival in kind of the Mid-South area. Nashville Shakes has been around for, a fairly long while, I believe. And they do things all year round, but their main show is going to be Love's Labor's Lost this year. It should be kind of fun. I think a lot of the character work is based on birds and bird imagery. So, bird imagery and Shakespeare. What more is there not to love about that? So they've got food vendors. They have an apprentice company, which I always think is a fantastic thing. Performances run Thursday through Sundays. Labor Day Monday, they'll have a sign interpreted performance. All at Centennial Bandshell in the park, Centennial Park Bandshell. 6:30 p.m. pre-show entertainment begins, 7:30 p.m. show. There's food and drink available. Give what you can. $5, is a suggested donation. Again, they're not going to throw you away, kick you out, and banish you from the park if you show up. sans $5. But it's kind of a fun evening for those. It's a typical kind of Shakespeare festival in which you go outdoors and you sit in your lawn chair, and I believe you can bring some beverages of your choice. Discretion is the better part of valor, I suppose. But no, it's the time or two I went, nobody hassled anybody if there was a wine glass that happened to be full of a Merlot or something. I'm just throwing that out there that if you see me out there and you have extra Merlot or Cabernet or something, I would definitely go for that. But I think, these donations help make the shakes. Not the wine donations, I'm sorry, back on the $5 donations, help make the Shakespeare in the Park possible. They've got some great sponsors, Metro Art Council of Nashville, First Tennessee Comcast, Bradfield Stage Lighting, we got a Nashville Endowment of the Arts. So it's kind of a fun thing. Belmont University helped sponsor Nashville Scene, and on and on. So these sponsors will have... stuff out there for them, for the audience. Let's see what the pre-show. Oh, they have a signed pre-show entertainment. Justina Kelly will perform August 19th. So it's a pretty great. Oh, the Chinese Art Alliance of Nashville also help pre-show perform at the 21st. So there's a lot going on in this summer in Nashville. So come on down, check it out, Centennial Park. Again, it's August 19th through September 12th. Pre-show starts at 6:30 p.m. Show starts at 7:30 p.m. $5 donation if you can swing that. All that sort of information I will link to on show notes, but it's NashvilleShakes.org. Would be a great place to start to learn a little bit more about the company, a little bit more about this particular event, and learn how you, as an actor in the area or as a theater volunteer, how you can be involved in this project. Like I said, Denise Hicks is the artistic director and has done a wonderful, wonderful job with the last three or four that I've been around to see. Has always been outstanding work. So check them out. And if you go out and check them out, tell them you heard about them right here on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. Hey, T.
Yeah.
When we don't have guests in studio, how do we talk to them?
Interesting question, John. We use a program called Skype.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What is that about?
Well, it's a piece of software that you can download it. It's free to download. You can use it to talk to other Skype users over the internet for free, or you can make cheap phone calls to phones and mobile phones worldwide through the Skype Out program.
Okay, and how would I, perchance, acquire Skype?
Well, what you can do is you can go to inexplicabledumbshow.com and click on the download Skype button on the left-hand side of the page.
It's as easy as that?
It's as easy as that.
Wow. I'll go do that right now.
Bad credit? No credit? High interest credit cards? Don't work from home. Working from home is for suckers. Go out there with headshot in hand. Audition. Book gigs. It'll be time well spent. At least you'll be paying the rent.
Here's how.
Steve Wadan has become quite the entrepreneur. He has started a company called Interacting Power, and he's giving stage fright workshops, and he's becoming the corporate acting teacher. He's got a website, which I will link to. Interacting, discovering the secrets of stage fright and mastering them, and turning that into creative energy. So I think that's a fun thing, and he's one of the guys that I'm going to try to get in here to talk about this new development at some point this week, or in the next coming weeks. Steve is giving a workshop through the Alan Dysart School. I believe it's coming up fairly soon here. Let me see if I can get some details for you. Steve Wadan, award-winning teacher and performer, started teaching acting in 1980. Now he's offering the Stage Fright Workshop for actors and models, and even attorneys and business people on Saturday, August 14th, which you will miss. I guess if you're waiting for that information on Monday, you'll have missed it. But I'm sure he's going to offer it several times. So learn why what you've been taught before didn't work. get information and sign up by logging on to here, and I'll send you the link. You'll need to sign up ahead of time. There's a discount for signing up now rather than tomorrow, so get to it. So he's going to help work things out for you, work your nervous energy towards a positive end. He's also offering a monologue workshop, a 6-week intensive with Steve Wedan, starting August 26th. Runs Thursdays from 7 to 9 p.m. And so Steve, again, is an acting award-winning actor and teacher, veteran of more than 60 plays and 5 films and many commercials and industrials. He's taught acting since 1980 in theater programs at University of Florida, Sweetbriar College, Liberty University, and Middle Tennessee State University. He also taught at Averitt University, where most of the development of his interacting power courses took place. Steve is delighted to be associated now with the Alan Dysart, the Actors School. He previously worked in association with Mr. Dysart in the filming of Becoming Jess Tate, in which he played Jesse's father, David Tate. I guess it's Becoming Jesse Tate. Sorry. Excuse me. Becoming Jesse Tate, in which he played Jesse's father, David Tate. Starts August 26th at the Alan Dysart School. You can get information at from Alan at actorsschoolusa.com. Starting August 26th, every Thursday for 6 weeks from 7 to 9 p.m. Class fee is $195. Again, they're in free, $195. I guess I should put the disclaimer, otherwise there's no endorsement and or the opinions of Steve Wedan do not reflect or comment or mean that those the Inexplicable Dumb Show agree with him, I guess, as a half-hearted sort of thing. So no, I'm not necessarily endorsing him and his product, because I don't want to get into that with the show, but I do want to let people in Nashville know. One, I've worked with the guy, he's a great teacher, so I'm not endorsing it, but here's an endorsement. He's a great guy, a good teacher. So if you're in the area and you need want to take an acting class, and again, he's marketing to actors, but also to lawyers and businessmen and that sort of thing. So if your public speaking is not quite where you want it to be, check out Steve Wedan. All right, and I'll put the links on the show notes.
Hey, actors, you want to set up a website that's not just a MySpace account?
Yeah, use your name as your domain name.
Check out DreamHost. It's easy to set up.
And because you're a listener of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, you get a special treat.
That's right. Go to www.dreamhost.com and enter this special code, IDS, all capitals.
You will receive 2 domain names with your web hosting package purchased from DreamHost.
But only if you use the promo code IDS.
And remember to use all caps on that. Just another way you get buzzed by the Inexplicable Dumb Show.
Alright, so there it is, episode 201 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I would like to thank you guys for, again, bearing with me as we make do till he gets settled and moved. I'm planning on getting some other guest hosts in here in the next couple of weeks, kind of break up the monotony a little bit of my melodious voice. But anyway, I'll give it a shot there. I would like to encourage you to go out and see Nashville Shakespeare Festival. Again, if you go out there, tell them you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I want to also wish Steve Wedan all the best in his new entrepreneurial spirit and chutzpah. Again, I know him personally, and I think he's a great guy and a great teacher. So without giving an endorsement via the show, I guess I'll give you a personal endorsement. I don't know. But check out all the information on the show notes, which can be found at inexplicabledumbshow.com. And we'll talk about next week when we know what's going on next week. Again, like I said, hopefully we'll get a guest host in. I'm going to try to shoot for Dustin Napier. He can talk about reigniting the passion for his creative process, and I'm going to ask him what that's like, and some exciting things there. So, hey, we'll see ya. Bye.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY. .com. Blueberry.com.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at Magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
Alternative media.